Well, I am humbled. Often with Frau Boyle, when we're going out in our village of Santa Barbara and we're going to have dinner and cocktails and so on, I will say to her, let's have our theme tonight be how wonderful I am. But, you know, she's never been able to reach the level that we've seen here tonight. I'm absolutely in awe. My strength is not giving speeches, it's performing. So I encourage you all to come hear me read a very bizarre story tonight. Meanwhile, though, I would just say a few words before I sit down with Charles. Like Günter Grass's little Oscar, I came out of the talking and making jokes. I'm almost speechless now of the brilliance of what I've heard. Thank you so much. I mean, Dennis and everybody, I mean, these guys here are amazing. I'm honored, humbled, awed, the whole thing. I should tell you just a little bit about where my sense of humor is coming from. I grew up in New York, in the suburbs of New York City, and had a coterie of boys whom I was with. We valued wit above all else, and to this day, we are still challenging each other to see who can be the wittiest and the fastest at wit. We valued this as boys even more than athletic prowess. Finally, though, it came time to value girls. And, you know, I found that, these athletic guys, they go to seed very, very early. And what have they got to offer after they hit the baseball over the fence? We have jokes. And I've been very successful with that. I love that Dennis quoted Chicxulub for you. I should say I began strictly as a wise guy writing comedic and absurdist literature, because when I began writing, my heroes were the absurdist playwrights and people like Italo Calvino and Günter Grass, who I've mentioned, García Márquez, and so on. There is a limitation to satire, though. It holds up to ridicule behavior that we detest, but it doesn't offer an alternative. So as I grew as a writer, I began to experiment with writing non-comic literature as well. And Chicxulub is an example of that. The most difficult book I had to do was San Miguel, which I wrote in 2013. It has to do with two separate eras in history in which two women lived on the island of San Miguel off the coast of Santa Barbara. I was working then from a fragmentary biography of one woman and a memoir of the other. Their tone was very straightforward. And I began to write this with this challenge. Could I write a novel from the point of view of these two women without irony? Because this is how I approach all of life, with irony. And irony, of course, is a way of being cool in the face of when you just feel like crying. I feel like crying every day. I read the LA Times in the morning and I just put my head down and sob every day. It was the most difficult thing I had to write. I almost gave it up, but I'm glad that I pushed through, because I don't want to limit myself to any particular type of literature. But as you can see, my great love is for the kind of humor you've heard from our speakers and our musicians today. And I will continue to work in that mode, but also in a more realistic mode too, depending on the circumstances. I should tell you too, I just laid the news on poor Dirk over here. Days before I came here, I finished my new novel, Outside Looking In, and it is about the early days of LSD. Now, we all know about Jimi Hendrix and the hippies and so on, so I was going to write about the very early days when LSD was used in psychiatry and was legitimate. It is now having a comeback in that sense. But I had to suppress my comedic sense, too. I mean, we've all read these 1960s novels that are, you know, zany and over the top. So I'm writing a fairly realistic narrative. It does, however, begin in Switzerland. It begins in Basel with Bicycle Day, April 19th, 1943, when Albert Hofmann took the first dose of LSD that any of us great, beautiful apes on this planet have ever experienced. It's written from the point of view of his assistant, Susie Rammstein, who was then 20 years old, the only female assistant at Sandoz. And she had to get him home. He lived in Bottingen, 10 kilometers away on their bicycles. So I write from her point of view. Okay, it's amusing. It's amusing. But we then go to America and to Timothy Leary and so on. And what I've just finished is a postlude that also takes place in Basel from Albert Hofmann's point of view. Now, of course, I could have made this hilarious, but I didn't want to because each story has its own valence. Today, however, I'm fully prepared to be hilarious. Come hear the reading tonight. Thank you.